USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Continuing coverage of Super Tuesday balloting, and one of the Democratic hopefuls is dominating the results. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden having a very big night this Super Tuesday, winning in Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas, Virginia, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont, Colorado, and Utah. As of this hour, we are still waiting for results from Maine, Texas, and California. Mike Bloomberg, who spent close to $500 million on TV ads, so far only winning in the territory of American Samoa.
Thanks, Robin. And several reports say Bloomberg is already reassessing his candidacy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years, and it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days, and you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA, and Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
The death toll from the coronavirus has reached at least 9. Washington State reporting several more deaths from the virus today. So far, that's the only state where people in the U.S. have died from the illness. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee confirming at least 25 people are dead from tornadoes that tore across the state early on Tuesday morning. Despite the tragic loss of life, Lee says he's proud of the response from officials as well as everyday people.
It's heartbreaking. It's incredible. Our prayers are greatly needed for families out there who are dealing with a sudden tragic event.
President Trump is talking about a discussion he had on the phone with the leader of the Taliban, calling it a decent chat. The commander-in-chief didn't go into many details, but said the two agreed they don't want more violence in Afghanistan. One of the president's biggest priorities has been to bring troops home from that country. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
John Bolton's new book will not be coming out later this month as originally planned. The Hill cites a spokesperson for the publisher Simon & Schuster saying a government classification review is going to prevent the book from being released on March 17th as originally scheduled. The new release date for The Room Where It Happened is now May 12th. The White House has said that Bolton's book has classified information in it. Walmart is considering getting into the healthcare business, and it's testing it out for now. The chain has opened up a new Walmart Health Center in Georgia where people can be seen by a doctor. It's in Calhoun, a little more than an hour outside of Atlanta. And it's the second of its kind Walmart clinic. People can also have illnesses like diabetes treated there. X-rays are available right on the premises. They say the concept may go to other places in the U.S. if it works out. And a chunk of the original Woodstock stage has been donated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Steve Gold, owner of the Wood Slabs and a man who attended the festival, says it's important to preserve the important piece of history. After the concert, Gold's then-girlfriend's father bought the stage, turning it into a paddleball court. Gold acquired those same pieces of wood 3 years ago, and he's repurposed some of it into necklaces and other collectibles. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.